Let's, you know, just come back tomorrow.
No, we're not. I did not drive all the way here from West Hollywood to not record. Absolutely not. I'm setting up my Christmas village tomorrow, and I have to do it.
Matt, we wanted to do the Christmas village in here.
Really?
Yeah.
On the table, just kind of going around in the center.
You know what? I may have some extra ones this year because my village is going to be smaller since I have just a smaller place to work with.
Be for real. Patricia doesn't want you building a giant village.
She does want a little bit of it. She does want a little
bit. But she doesn't want the whole thing.
No, she doesn't.
Yeah, I wouldn't either.
There's just not enough space, and I got to downsize.
She's just probably worried that you're not going to put it back in the box after the holidays.
That's probably it,
too. Because that's something you would
do. That's the worst. Christmas villages, I've done it to myself.
And it's an expensive hobby that you decided to choose.
It was a COVID hobby, too. What's it called? Like, you fixate on something, and you think it's going to make you happy because you had so much time on your hands.
You put the pressure on yourself, and you're known as the guy now, so everybody's like, where is it? Did you set it up? We want to see pictures.
Yes. And there's some pieces where I've spent money on them, and I'm like, gosh.
Do you give advice to people through the DMs about their Christmas
villages? A little bit. Mostly, I just offer support. Just start small, and then get big as you go.
Don't spend $3,000 on the Lumix.
What's your
Limax?
What's your total kit running you?
Oh boy, I know what it's worth. I think it's definitely worth over $2,000, but I think I've only spent $1,000.
And where do you live?
None of
y'all know.
Business.
Y'all know where to hit.
None of y'all's business. Aight, but it's gonna be nice.
Imagine somebody breaking in and stealing your Christmas village.
You know what?
Better than my car. Honestly, don't take anything but
like,
my Christmas.
I feel like anything Christmas related or holiday, like celebration themed, should be off limits when burglarizing a house.
Yes. Don't you be a Grinch. Don't steal the whole damn tree with right. All the goozits and what's it.
Just attaches it to like the back of their car and they just.
What were we just talking about? Oh, has anyone, we were talking about following on Instagram. You were giving Jordan a hard time.
Yeah, he follows me.
But have you ever realize that someone who you've been following for the longest time doesn't follow you?
I don't want to be a hypocrite. I've been in the same situation too, where I feel like I've known someone for a long time. I just didn't follow them back. I don't know what it is. Sometimes like I see the follow back button. I'm just like, and I'm too scared to press it.
Right. But we got to be creators, supporting creators. But then sometimes it's like, yo, I don't see you IRL. Oh,
I wasn't even talking about creators. I was just talking about people in general. Just people that I meet out. They can be really nice. But like, even back then, I would not follow somebody on Instagram after hanging out with them like for one night. Or you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I've always had a little wall.
I drunkenly follow people when I meet them. I'm like, you're so awesome.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to hang out. Follow.
Oh, and then you wake up the next morning, you go unfollow.
There's just some people I need to like maybe clean sweep. But okay, but does it hurt your feelings when someone who you've followed and you guys have both followed each other for a long time and then you check back in one day and you do the whole, are they still following me?
I'll call them out.
And you see they aren't, you do call them out.
No, I'll call them out right now.
Who is that?
There's just a few people that, I'm kidding. No, there's definitely some big influencers that do a whole like cleanup, and I'll notice that like they've unfollowed not just me, but like
it hurts
a ton of other people. It doesn't really hurt. It only hurts when you know when it hurts. It'll hurt when I will go to their following and they still follow everybody else.
Oh,
then it's like, oh, what?
And then it makes you like you did something.
They saw a post one day. They were like,
yeah. And you know, there's some posts that I post that are just kind of like hard to see. And I understand that. So like, I get it.
And it's not like it's just like a quick little switch as you're scrolling through and like you see it, you don't like it and you just click it. Like, okay, done. You have to click on their page and then like, there's steps to it.
There's some steps.
And then you took the time to be like, nope.
And there's there's one more little notification that says, are you sure? Are you sure you want to unfollow? Yes.
Mm.
And they go, yes.
They did it. Now, if they do unfollow you, do you still stay following them? They'll change their
most
mind.
Most of the time I do. Most of the time I do. That doesn't, like, it doesn't, they're, unless.
I'm so petty where I'm like, oh, I'm going to get them to really like me again.
Oh, you'll.
Oh, yeah. I'll still keep commenting on your pics. I'll support your small business.
Oh, and really?
Because I want them to realize, dude, and this is probably only two people in my life, and I won't say their names, but I'll be like. I want them to. What are you doing, Mariah?
She wants to see that support from you for her page.
I'm desperate.
But I hopefully they'll realize later on going, damn, I should have unfollowed
Matt. That guy was really nice. Why did I unfollow him?
Mm-hmm.
But I always put myself, like when I see that, I always put myself, like I've unfollowed before and it's never really that deep. So now when I see other people do it, I just assume that it's just not that deep.
Okay. Yeah. It's not that deep. It really isn't. Yeah. This is just, but it's, how many people do you have blocked besides like haters?
A lot.
Oh, yeah, like I think just like,
not in real life.
I don't block anybody anymore, but like back then, maybe like 6 years ago, just whenever someone left anything nasty about me or my friends, I do not like when people are like making fun, like they're talking shit about like somebody that I'm posting,
yeah,
like a friend or making fun of just like my cut. I don't know, just anything. Yeah. I take that to heart. I'm just like, fuck you. You don't need to be on my page.
Mm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Make fun of me all you want, but do not come for my family.
Ain't that right?
Let's roll the intro, guys. Yeah. Come on.
All right.
It's coffee time, baby. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, the fun it is tonight, and one lost host and strays. Hey.
We were just acting out blocking and reacting to being blocked.
I thought you guys did something. All right, welcome back to Zane Heath Unfiltered. I'm Zane.
I'm Heath.
I'm Matt.
I'm Mariah.
And we are on our... No, we're not.
What?
It's just holiday season, baby.
We got all the festivities in the room.
Mariah decorated this entire room of just like Christmas shit. It looks so cute. We got stockings. We got snowmen. We got wreaths.
Where'd you get that porcelain tree?
Home Goods.
Oh my gosh. Those are kind of rare.
You know, I recently found out it's wreath, not reef.
You said that like a couple years ago.
Yeah.
That's still recent
because you know I forget.
It's still way too old to be realizing.
Yeah,
that.
Yeah, that's funny.
Wild, but yeah. Anyways,
you know what just topped the Billboard chart number one?
Boom.
Lonely Christmas.
No, Rocking Around the Christmas Tree, Brenda Lee's version, the one that came out in the
60s. What? I mean,
she, no idea what you're talking
around
about.
Yeah. The Christmas tree. She made that song when she was 13. And now
she sounds like she's 60.
It's hit number one, and wow. It makes her the oldest person to ever have a number one single at the age of 78, a song from the 60s.
That's amazing.
Wow.
Wild.
Isn't that crazy? She was 13 years old, and she sounds like a grown woman.
That is pretty insane.
Who's lived
pretty
a whole wild. Life. Crazy.
Mm. I love that.
Yeah, me
That's
too.
That's so cool.
That's Matt. Really beautiful. What's up?
So Heath and I were live on Patreon like a week ago, and the live now, you can bring people in as like to the main stage. So you can like pretty much have a FaceTime call while everybody's watching. They just put this like feature in. So it was like really sick.
And you're just randomly clicking people.
Yeah. We'll pick a couple people every time we go live.
Yeah. And we'll bring them on and just like chat with them, like answer questions and just kind of like hang out.
Okay.
On FaceTime, but everybody else on the live can watch us talk.
Yeah. And it's completely random. So like people will like put their, like raise their hands on the side and we just pick a random person. Right. So we pick this random kid and he's like, hey, what's up guys? Oh my God.
Energy
through the roof.
All right.
And we were, I don't know if we were talking about it right before, but we were talking, we brought up how,
Zane's Lambo situation.
My Lambo situation, how we got, remember, it was like, I bought the car and it was actually like totaled. Like it was not drivable, but I was still driving it around. I had to bring it to the shop.
And they didn't disclose that to him. He thought the car was fine.
Right. Yeah. And I think we've talked about this before, this situation, right?
Of course.
So the kid goes, you guys are not going to believe it. I live right down the street from where you got that Lambo and it shut down because they got,
They got busted for slinging drugs through the dealership,
In the cars?
Yes. Yeah. And we're like, no way.
We don't believe
like,
you.
He's like, here, come with me. He gets into his car, drives 30 seconds.
While he's online?
Yes.
And he's like, no, you got to see this. And he's like, no, don't worry. Like, it's okay. And he's like, no, I'm right here. Look at this. And he's on the live and he's showing the dealership completely empty.
Whoa.
The dealership that sold me. And we thought they were still active.
But yeah, apparently busted with like an absurd amount of drugs in the car.
What kind of drugs? Cocaine?
Yeah.
I mean,
that's what that kid said.
To be honest, they sell like insane stuff like Paganis, Bugattis.
I don't
like,
even know what a Pagani is.
So I was like, to be honest, if I was paying $2 million for a car, it better come with a duffel of coke.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Hey, we'll toss on the true coat and the cocaine.
Yeah.
It always reminds me of, remember Starsky and Hutch when there's like the, they're having like the car auction, but
you know, I've never watched it.
That's so up your alley. Starsky and Hutch, Ben Stiller, Owen Wilson.
Oh, wait, they made two different, they made, there's an old, there's a classic and then there's a remake, right?
It's like the same thing with Dukes of Hazzard. They just rebooted a prop.
Oh, the reboot was amazing.
Yes.
Dukes of Hazzard.
But yeah, the they did like a, I don't know, that's like a big bit in the movie is there's a auction off with.
You got a kilo of Colombian Bam Bam.
Yeah. But I was just so excited about that place being shut down because karma's a motherfucker, man.
Do you think there was cocaine still in your car? Remember it always smelled like gas?
Oh. Wait a minute.
Doesn't cocaine kind of have a diesel? Gas, a diesel smell?
No. I actually remember people in my car saying, why does it smell like cocaine in here?
No, your car was just messed up and it was probably leaking
fluids.
No. I think there was... I think there was cocaine in the engine. In the engine. In my car.
Can you imagine they like
they were transporting illegal drugs in my car.
Could you imagine?
Good thing you didn't go down to Mexico for like a fun little trip. And next thing you know, you're just getting busted with all these dogs sniffing your car. Yeah, have you ever had a dog sniff your car?
No.
I feel like I told this
only
story.
Sniff my balls.
One time I was leaving South Padre Island with a bunch of friends in college for like spring break. And we were leaving in South Padre Island. They do a lot of like stops and not, I don't think it's really for drug reasons. It's because it's just so close to the border that they have a lot of like inspection zones. We pulled up at like, you know, like it's almost like a border zone checkpoint.
Yeah.
And my buddies, they had been smoking weed and they had the weed and they give me the bottle of weed and I had to put it in
Why
my
did you
boxers.
Get stuck with it?
I don't know. I was freaking out.
How old were you? When was this?
Freshman in college.
Wow.
And I remember getting out and it was in a medicine bottle in my fucking.
That's where you usually put it, man.
Briefs.
Oh, I could smell it. I could smell the medicine bottle.
My heart was pounding. I don't even know why I put it in my boxers because it wasn't my weed. It was my friend's weed. And I remember just sitting there on the side of this checkpoint and they were sniffing around the car. And then my buddy had like hydrocodone and he put the pills in the same like Crown Royal bag in the back of the trunk with his pipe.
No.
So they find the pipes and then they're like, whose hydrocodone is this?
They pointed at you, huh?
And then no. One of my friends goes, oh, it's mine. And they go, what's your name? And he's like, oh, it's, I don't want to say my friend's name. It's like Blake. And he's like, well, this is addressed to so-and-so. And then the other guy goes, wait, that's me. And he goes, so why did you just say these drugs are yours when they're yours?
Oof.
And then
your friends have to plan it out a little better. And Heath and I would have that shit down. If we got stopped by the police and we had shit on,
I would do
what?
It's his.
Oh,
we'd come up with a plan.
I would just never want to travel with drugs. Yeah. I'm so fascinated. Like how much can like, if you had just a gram of weed, and you get pulled over, and the dogs come. Can the dogs find?
I'm going to tell you right now, Matt.
I think it depends on what the dogs are like trained to sniff out. You know what I mean? Like some of them are drug sniffing dogs, explosives, certain narcotics.
You can pretty much. This is probably really bad for me to say right now. Whatever. You can pretty much sneak any type of substance like that through your back to the airport. All airports really care about. Is just metal and weapons. Anything that could harm people on the plane.
Oh, that's what the dogs are cannot smell.
Is that what you're talking about, like in airports?
No, I just mean like if you have a gram of weed in your car and they go, we're going to bring the dogs. Can that dog, and if you hit it really well, can the dog really find
I
it?
Would imagine if they gave, like if they had weed and go to the dogs, like to sniff it.
I think they're trained through that in school. Yeah. Is that they know.
They would have to, I think, be like on the spot or something. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I think legally, if dogs are barking anywhere in your car, I think that gives them the right. Legally, is that
true? Yeah, it's probable cause.
Your car?
It's probable cause
because the dog is barking at your car and they're supposed to be very like well trained.
I would just tell my dog to bark. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah, I don't know. That's kind of iffy line when it comes to like dogs because, I mean, you can really train a dog to do kind of anything if
busted.
Yeah. Speaking of, I mean, it has nothing to do with it, but just drugs in general. We, like a week and a half ago, right? This is when my mom was in town. No, my mom didn't do any drugs. It was right before she came in. I was on my way home and on the highway, guy is just swerving. It was the middle of the day. It was maybe like 2 p.m. Swerving. Really, really bad. Just as bad as that time that we saw that night after Nobu. And I was like, what is wrong with this guy? I'm driving up closer and closer, and this guy is completely hammered. He looked completely intoxicated at the wheel. I was like, I need to follow this guy right now and call the police because he's going to kill somebody. It was that bad. Like, this person is going to hurt somebody, run over somebody, kill somebody, something. So I follow him off the exit. We get to the light right before the street, mm-hmm. our street, and he just passes out in the car. I drive by, head on the wheel like that. I immediately park around at the gas station. I'm running towards the guy, and he looked like he didn't look like he was having like an attack or anything. He really looked like he was on drugs or something. So I was like, right before I picked up the phone, I was like, so a part of me felt really bad for calling the police. And you know, you should. Like, this guy's on the road. He's bound to.
Right, right.
But there's just
a part of you that just feels so bad that you making this call is about to, like, probably change his life. Felt really bad. Just wanted to mention that. Still called the police. And gave the description of the car he's in, everything. And people obviously started getting out of their car. And banging on the window. He's not responding. And there's people that like hold signs that they're just like on the side of the high. Yeah. You know, when you get off the exit, people with the signs asking for money.
Wait, was your mom with you? She's
my mom.
EMT,
no, my
right?
mom was just flew in the airport.
Oh, that would have been perfect if she was there.
Yeah.
She's
so exactly.
And I'm a firefighter.
Yeah. The sign lady, she bangs on the window, wakes the guy up. And she's like talking to him for 5 seconds while I'm on the call with the police, and she's like, "Woo, he's on meth." Like, she knew exactly what was going on. She's like, "Honey, he's on meth," and I'm like screaming across the street.
That's wild.
What does meth smell like? I know it has a smell.
I think she was able to just tell the way he was acting. The way he was
like,
the
smell,
way he
was.
You
can smell a cookhouse or a meth house. You can smell when.
Sorry. She said heroin.
Oh.
Not meth.
Oh, wow. They say meth smells like similar to glass cleaner, rotten eggs, or cat urine.
Yeah.
Jordan, are you on meth?
As I'm on the phone with the operator, sometimes before I continue the story, sometimes I just feel like these people on the other line, they are asking the most unimportant questions first.
Like, what did they
ask?
It's
like the first.
Is it a strategy to keep you on the phone longer?
I don't know. I thought what was the most important thing to give them the information was the street.
Yeah.
The car and the license plate. Once you got that, I think that's pretty much all you need to start getting there, right? To start like having help arrive. And she was asking me all these questions about the driver, like, is he awake? Is he sleeping? Is he responsive? I'm like, can I just tell you where he is? He's in the car right now. I don't know if he's gonna drive away. Just like, can you?
Like, you felt like a rat already, but you didn't want to be like a super rat.
Yeah. You want also? It's like you felt. Hey, this is a time of the essence is here right now. If this guy wakes up because people are knocking his window, he might freak out and just drive away.
Are they asking that just to see if they need to get an ambulance as well?
They have to ask a bunch of questions. It feels like a lot, like, in the moment. But, like, I remember when we called another time for that crash that we watched happen outside of the restaurant. Like, they do keep you on the line. They try to make sure everybody's, like, cool, calm, and collected. And then also just to get probably, like, a description of the guy.
Yeah.
Like, just in case, like.
And I'm not going to lie. I feel like they're always just nasty to me. Because I'm really just trying to help and give them the most amount of info I can. And they're just like. Sir, we don't need that. Sir. Like, I'm telling him something I feel like is important. They're just like, sir, look, just answer these questions. I'm like, but can I just tell you the street that he's about to drive off from? Because I think that's exactly what happened. He drove away. He's like, oh, well, he's gone. And she was almost like upset with me that like I let him leave. And I was like,
what? Yeah.
I was trying to give you.
He pulled into a spot.
He was on this like. The exit, you know, when you exit off a highway and then you make a right and then you're on a normal street. He was on that, like, on that street off the highway. Just like,
are you supposed to pull your car in front and like block them so they can't drive away?
No, no, definitely not. But then you're putting your own vehicle in.
So if you do see like a drunk vehicle and you get the license plate, you get the description, and you call that in saying like this person's driving recklessly, even though you don't even keep up with them.
Yeah.
Do the cops then go like follow up with that person? Be like, so we heard that you were drunk driving the other
night.
That's
the thing. I don't know.
They can't pin you to that.
To the car?
Most people that if they do something, they just like, they make a run for it. And then they just, you say your car was stolen. It's stupid.
Oh, okay. Okay. But
if they,
does it even at least go in record where like, okay, yeah, they're what we know that this white car with this license plate, Honda Accord, someone called in and said this person was drunk driving and they didn't do anything about it. But the next time they maybe pull over that person, they see like, well, someone did report like a concerned call about this 2 weeks ago.
Maybe they stopped him and put the license plate in, it'll probably show up as like this person was this license plate was reported as a drunk driver was in it or something like that.
You ever gotten in a car and you've seen that someone has like a breathalyzer thing in it?
No.
I've only one time.
I've seen it one time too.
Yeah, and I was just like, what's that? And everyone in the car was like, Matt, don't, like, obviously you know what it is. Let's not bring it up to the girl. And I'm like, why the fuck am I in this car then? But obviously she was, like, sober, but.
What was crazy to me is that he was doing that fucking bam bam at 2 p.m. on a Tuesday. Like, it was just, like, the wildest time of the day.
The best time to do it.
And it was just.
Make nap time all the time with heroin.
In that location, I was just like, I wanted to know so bad where he was coming from and where he was on his way to. Oof. It was just wild.
Yeah.
So a part of me wanted to just follow him.
That shit probably felt like Chuck E. Cheese's, man, for him. You know,
just drive. Oh, yeah.
Where you're like turning the wheel, but your car's like not going.
Cruising USA.
Like it's like delayed turns. You can't keep it in the middle of the road no matter what you do. He's seeing
flag girls like in the corner going like, go.
Yes. That is so bad.
Shit. He's seeing like spinning cubes, getting boosts. Man.
That was probably the ride of his life before he fell asleep. Oh, man. That's terrible.
Yeah, wait till you get home, I guess. Just get off heroin.
But speaking of cops, drugs, and crime, what do you guys think about the new GTA trailer?
Grand Theft Auto 6?
6.
Woo!
It looks unbelievable.
I honestly didn't even know that there was that much time in between both games.
Yeah, 2013 was the last insane release.
Because I remember like my whole childhood, I didn't really love playing the game. I loved watching other people play the game. Like I was like the biggest fan of watching other people. I felt like I was just watching a show and I didn't have to do any work.
I liked watching people play it, but I was such a little dork. I was like, can we not kill so many innocent people? Like, I only liked like doing the campaign, but when like you would drive and hit people, I would feel terrible. Or just carjacking someone's car.
Yeah, or just like slicing up an old lady. Or just like, oh God, it would like ruin your day. But
okay,
it's just crazy to me how Florida they made it. Like they hit it,
Matt,
so
that was Vice City. Vice City was Florida, right?
No,
they're in Florida again.
This is Florida again.
So well, the new one is like all of the environments in one.
No, right?
No, it's all Florida. It's
from the Keys all the way up to like past Okeechobee. But it's just crazy how perfectly. Just from that trailer, they captured Florida. Like, the people, the actions, the alligator, like, the guys with, like, the face tattoos. It's
the meth.
It's so Broward County, it's not even funny. It's perfect.
Did you watch the trailer?
No, I haven't.
Watch it after. We'll watch it like, for the online.
This is a character in the game, but, like, there's...
That's a digital person?
Yeah.
The graphics are unbelievable.
Wow.
And it's just crazy, like, see, like the cop cars are in the game or the cop cars that were around us our entire lives there.
Whoa.
Like, exactly what they look like.
Now, Grand Theft Auto, like the campaign, is everyone playing like the same mission or are there different endings when you beat the game? Like, is it all?
I think it's always been the whole game, like the story was one like, mission.
Okay.
But most people just never, they completed. Just kind of fucked around. Yeah.
Yeah. When it went I online, never played the missions. A game changer though.
Like, yeah. I would just go on the, you know what I love doing? I think it's like the Arab in me. I would love to go on a skyscraper with like a rocket launcher.
Oh
my God. And just, they would send helicopters, right? When you got that 5-star and the cops are all after you and you're on the skyscraper, that's when the helicopters start coming because people on the ground can't get up to you, right? And those helicopters would come and you just start shooting fucking helicopters down. It was awesome. That was the type. And you know what? When I played Halo, all I wanted to do,
rockets.
The only weapon I always wanted was the rocket. I don't know why. It was just fun. It's just
rockets are fun.
Rockets are so fun.
I was such a little perverted kid. But I didn't really play it. I would watch people play it. I'd be like, can you get the hooker? Or like, couldn't you? In Grand Theft Auto, I remember you could go up and like you honk your horn at like a sex worker. Times have changed.
It's a game.
It's a game, but I think, I don't know. But they would get in your car and then you would
start
like,
rocking.
You would go into like a private alleyway and then it would just go like
The car.
It would move. Did it affect your health? I think you lost money because you had to spend.
Pretty crazy that kids like would play that game. Yes, it was like a lot for kids to play that game.
Yeah. Now, wasn't there a wasn't there a strip club too? And you could go into the strip club and they would like dance in front of you?
I don't know.
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know.
There was
Jordan, was there?
The answer is yes.
You have to like click AAB for like your hands.
Like, push up arrow to throw the bills. Hey, just like
kids kids grew really quickly playing that game.
It's wild the world of streamers though, how many like people play the game and you can role play different characters in the Grand Theft Auto world. Like, there's a guy who's really funny on YouTube. He, like, does the news. Like, he has, like, a film camera going around, and he goes around and interviews other people who are playing their characters. You can play a cop. All of it.
Dude, I cannot wait to see, like, the campaign strategy this game has when it, like, releases. It's, like, everything that they're going to do, all the streamers are going to work with.
It's just so annoying that it doesn't come out till 2025.
And it looks like ready.
I know.
You think they spend they spent so much time on that trailer and they're just like, oh, now we have a year and a half to like really complete the game.
How sick would it have been if they dropped it for the holidays? It seems like that's when you like announce it, but I guess this just, 2025?
Yeah. That's a lot for a game. It's not a movie. It's not like an anticipated long ass movie.
It is way more anticipated probably than any movie.
It's the Avatar of video games. Definitely.
Okay.
It's the biggest selling video game I think ever created.
The world GTA ends the day before the game comes out.
Stop.
Can we podcast in Grand Theft Auto?
I think Joe Rogan is getting a channel in the game on the car station to listen to his podcast.
Whoa!
You think we can get Unfiltered on there?
Skip,
mate. They're like, hey, we're not getting enough plays on the game. We're gonna have to boot you out. No, we'll pay to be on there.
They're just not interested. They're like, we're good.
No. Can you send us the episodes where Mariah's in the episode, please?
Yeah. Everything pre-season 5 is what we'll do.
Yeah. Thank you.
The radio shows though were really funny. I remember like in Vice City, there'd be like two comedians. Like it was all like an act.
It was like a full like thing.
Yeah, but they were funny. I can't even remember them. But
you know what they need to make? They need to make a Game of Thrones game.
Okay.
Why haven't they made one yet?
So what? Okay. What if you
Spyro?
You can.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Fuck off.
No. Okay. If you wanted a Game of Thrones game, how would you want to see it go down? Would you want it to be related to the show, or you're like your own character?
Elements of the show. So you would start out like a little village boy. Okay. Right? you start out like a village boy or a village girl, both, and then you would. Kind of make your way through the marshes and stuff. That's kind of where you start, right? You start like in a village. That's usually how those games start. And
become a blacksmith.
Yeah, you have like a family. You start as a blacksmith. The blacksmiths they get called in by like a royal family to come in and like
because you make the best swords, and then and then you like show them how good the sword is. But you beat a knight accidentally when you're like showing, and they're like, wow, this guy can fight too. And then you level up,
and then you join the army, and then that's when you're like in the army. You're riding dragons. You're
your way up to a high ranking.
The world
officer.
Is Game of Thrones, but like not necessarily the characters have to be in the show.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The characters could honestly all be different, but just like as long as they have that theme.
Do
that,
they not
the wardrobe,
have an open world game?
Yeah, exactly. It's like Skyrim, I think.
Just let me fucking have this. I talk about Game of Thrones once every 6 months. Just work with me here.
Okay.
A
Game of Thrones game would be pretty awesome.
Thank you. All right, let's move on.
Hopefully the ending will be better.
Is that one that's coming? Open world
game? It's a concept.
I've always seen concepts of the game. But even if they did have like, yeah, it is kind of tough if you have like the actual characters. Can you have to like.
Lord of the Rings, the video game was so good though. I felt like on the PS2.
Oh yeah. I had never played it, but I remember it being out.
Best crossover game was Shrek.
Oh, yes.
I've never played that.
Shrek was the
Shrek 2.
the best.
Oh yeah,
you were you Shrek or Donkey?
You could be the can. You could be the gingerbread man, and you had like a peppermint stick. Be like,
oh man.
Yeah, and you could get Donkey, and you would just go, oh, yeah,
how would you get on Donkey?
Like this.
Okay.
Ride that pony. In the morning, I'm making waffles.
Cool.
Oh, there's something, I don't know if you guys have seen it yet, but have you heard about what's going on with Panera Bread?
Yes, about the charged lemonades.
Yes. Do you know about this?
Wait, the charged lemonades?
It's like a caffeinated lemonade drink that is apparently super strong. There's a second person that just died from drinking it.
Yeah, he was like 40
something. He drank three charged lemonades from a local Panera and then suffered a fatal cardiac arrest on his way home.
And the thing is that they're saying is that on the little dispenser wherever you get the lemonade from, it says charged lemonade, but it doesn't like, it should have a huge warning label saying that this is heavily caffeinated. And because Panera Bread has these like membership cards where you're like in the unlimited sip club.
And you could get
as many as you want. And the first girl who died was like, I swear 16, but she had like a heart condition, but she didn't know that this was that heavily caffeinated.
390 milligrams of caffeine.
No way.
And he drank three of them. I think he was part of like this program for like free drinks or something like that.
Yeah.
And he had been going there for a week straight leading up to this. And I think just going crazy on this charged lemonade.
Wait, per like cup?
A large lemonade contains 390 milligrams of caffeine.
That's too much.
Dude, that's like, that's more than pre-workout. Nearly, that's like drinking.
Nearly the FDA's daily safe limit.
Ooh. How did they not
think
about that?
I guess there's so many Panera Bread locations and they're still dealing with this like first lawsuit of the first girl. They haven't gone through.
People drop it like flies.
Don't serve it. Figure it out, Panera Bread.
There shouldn't be.
Panera, more like Panera Dead.
Yeah. Unbelievable.
I saw your brain going.
Charged lemonade, more like charged manslaughter.
Charged manslaughter. More like charged first aid kit. We need one. I don't know.
Come on.
Lemonade, more like demonade.
Stupid.
Bottoms up.
And the devil laughs. Would it, they also have like other flavors too that are charged as well, I think, next.
There was like
it.
The mango one.
The sleepy mango.
More like bango with your heart.
Heart attacks scare me.
They really do.
I don't want to laugh about it because
I hate thinking about like the heart. Like sometimes like if you ever like think, oh my God, my heart's beating or I have it. I like you don't ever think about it, but then when you start focusing on it, it makes you go crazy.
Do you ever watch the guy in WWE that had the heart attack in the ring?
Yeah, like the, I remember
the announcer
this.
Guy.
Oh.
So he comes in and he's like screaming and then he's like grabbing his like left arm, which is like a sign that you're like having like a heart attack. He's like grabbing, then he sits down, then he starts like breathing really heavy.
Oh, shit.
And then people are like, they didn't know if it was like a bit because it was like,
the whole thing.
Like,
yeah.
They're like hyping stuff up and it was just insane and they had to get him medical help.
That's scary. Didn't that happen to like one of the Real Housewives lady or I can't remember who it was, but
somebody
she was doing stand up.
Yeah. And
she was talking about getting a COVID shot.
Yeah.
And then she, boom,
I
faint. She has like a stroke.
I honestly thought that was a bit, but I was like, she fell way too hard.
The audience was
the comedian.
And everyone's like laughing at people like, oh no.
Yeah. I guess Jesus loves me the most.
Yes.
And then
was that the last line she said?
Yes. Yeah. She said something.
Triple vaxxed, boosted.
Boom.
I guess Jesus loves me the most or something like that.
That was like, that and was, then, that's like right now that was real.
Yeah.
That whole thing.
Yeah.
I was trying to more people. I feel like it's still like, nobody's really seen that, like how crazy that video is. It's not like just a normal, like stand up and she says like that last line is crazy.
Yeah.
Jesus loves me most.
Oh man. Oh,
that's wild. You want a Jerry almond?
A Jerry?
What's Jordan?
Jordan almonds. These aren't just red or colorful M&Ms.
That's my first time I've ever seen a Jordan almond.
What is a Jordan almond?
It's like a Jawbreaker covered almond.
Is there a nut inside? Well, obviously it's an almond.
Matt, remember the bridesmaid scene?
Go.
Oh, fuck. They're supposed to be like this?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Is this how you're supposed to eat it?
You're supposed to suck on it like a candy and get through the hard shell.
That there's, feels like a tooth inside.
There's no flavor in it either. I don't understand them.
Are they from the country, Jordan?
Yeah, Mariah, you suck.
We had them in our drawer for like the last 5 years.
Shut the fuck.
Did you really?
Yeah, so we just brought them over for decoration.
Oh, why didn't you? Why?
Why did you make me put it in my mouth?
Why'd you make me three? I'm kidding. You know I'm on a diet.
You ate three of these, but did you suck on them?
Nah. So stupid.
Have you ever used a nutcracker to crack a nut?
No.
Yes.
You have. Okay.
Growing up, we had a nutcracker.
Was it like made to crack nuts, or did it just look like a normal nutcracker?
It wasn't a Christmas nutcracker. I can show you what it looked like. It's like a wooden woman, and you like open her legs.
No way. It was her legs?
That'll do it.
Oh.
We have this one.
That is what my mom did every night laying on the couch. She would lay sideways on the couch and just do these.
And crack nuts?
No, she would just do these on the couch. I don't know if she thought it was a workout.
Oh, we're sitting on some gold here. $60?
Damn. But is she a Polynesian woman?
She is, I think.
That's what the description says for the people listening. Just to clarify what Zane just...
That's crazy how like they put in there, like it's not just a woman.
I think it's like a South Pacific thing.
Oh, okay.
A proper, like, when you crack a nut and you eat, like, a real nut that comes out of a Christmas.
What nuts?
They're really good.
What nuts are those? Where
I don't
those
know. I've had them at a party before. Like
what? Like a walnut?
Oh, like an walnut. Actual nut where, like, where you have to, like, use that? It
or
tastes
is it
good?
A chestnut?
Oh, chestnuts, yeah.
Does it taste good?
Yeah. Very good.
Better than almonds?
Yes.
I love almonds.
Dude, I fucking love almonds.
Chestnuts. Yeah, chestnuts are so good.
Not Jerry almonds, though.
Or like, remember in Italy they had chestnut stations and you get hot nuts.
Oh yeah, chestnuts. Oh, roasting those are on an open fire.
But no, all nuts come in a shell.
Yeah. It's a nut. It's the seed.
Are you talking about peanuts?
I've never seen like an almond in a shell though.
Wait, are nuts seeds?
No, a seed is a seed. What's inside the seed is the nut. But you're eating like a sunflower seed. It is still like you can plant a nut and that is a seed. Seeds are nuts.
Wow, look at the almond shell. Bet you never saw that before.
Oh, I have seen
those. Yeah, I've seen. In Lebanon, we'd have those all the time.
Wow.
Oh my God, the green, go up. We eat those all the time. No, go down, 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 down. What is that?
That is an almond, but it hasn't like...
It'd be like white. When we opened it, it'd be white and it'd be like sweet. This is crazy. I did not know those were almonds. That's wild. Wow, you brought me back.
But nutcrackers had to have been just like all the rage one year for Christmas wise. Like kids must have been running around with those things like cracking
but
nuts.
But why do they call those Christmas like nutcracker? Is it because they use their mouth?
Yeah, there's the thing on the back and you put the nut in the mouth and you crack it. But now they're mostly decorative, but there had to have been
how did it go from that to being a decorative?
I think the what was it, a play, right?
The nutcracker.
I think that made it popular.
I didn't even think about that.
Have you guys heard about the food digger scams?
The what?
Food digger scams.
What is that?
There's people that are on dating apps, pretty much restaurants that are posing as people looking for a date. Okay. And a lot of girls are experiencing this right now where they'll match with somebody and the person will set up a date, have them meet them at a restaurant, and they get there and they'll unmatch them. And then 9 out of 10 times, the person who got stood up, they'll most likely just end up eating or getting a drink there. And people are finding out that restaurants are doing this to bring business into their...
Whoa.
Isn't that crazy? No way. And they've been exposed. Like there was this cafe that was, there was a lot of restaurants doing it in India where they would pose as the restaurant that they're trying to like grow.
That is so cruel.
So nasty. And I'm surprised that it works because like I thought most of the time they would just like they would be so like kind of they would feel so down or feel so embarrassed that they would just like leave and go home, but I'm surprised that they would just stay there.
I guess because like, they made it all the way out.
I think
because
you're sitting there, you probably get a table, you're like I'll have a drink and wait, and then like you're still waiting, and then you're like, all right, I guess I'll...
Maybe it's the waiting part. Okay, so like you're they're getting drinks as they wait, and then that just makes them just stare.
Wow.
Yeah.
Digger scams.
There was a girl on TikTok. She met another person at the same restaurant that she was at that went through the same thing. She got stood up by her match at that restaurant.
So is there some guy in the back who's like, hey, how are we? Who just
sales
like,
are up. We had a lot of guests this month.
Oh, you guys got stood up. Well, can I get you a drink?
I just
and
wonder.
Then you play super nice. So then you're like in like an already like kind of annoyed, sad mood. And then the waiters are in on it too. So they're like, no, we'll take care of you. Don't worry. And they're like, that restaurant was really nice. They were very accommodating.
Oh,
wait, that's like crazy. I would, if I was stood up on a date and I was just taken so well, like so well yeah, taken care of
you'd
by
be
the
like,
staff,
I'm going to go back.
I would come.
They were so sweet to me.
That's smart.
This is kind of like
hit them when they're down. Man.
Yeah,
it is like, it's so bad, but it's like a perfect scam. Like whoever thought of it, but it's wild how it's like taken off. So did someone hear about it through another person? Like, hey, have you heard about the Digger scam? It's a way we get people into our restaurant. You got to try it at yours. Is it where is that exchange and flow?
And if you're spending enough time on a dating app, you could probably squeeze out a good 2 to 3 dates a day.
Yeah.
Like a night.
All but you
like, is
all
that you... even in order for it to be worth it? They got to be bringing more than 2 to 3 tables a night because that's not, is that even worth it? Having that many, like.
I'm sure there's a lot of lonely men that would match with somebody on a dating app.
And do
like
you,
go on a date immediately. If the girl was like, hey, there's this really cool spot that I go to.
Oh yeah.
I mean, you want to meet me at this restaurant?
Definitely more, more men than because the ones I saw were women being stood up, but I'm sure they're getting more men than ever.
Yeah.
Cause
oh yeah. We're fucking. A guy would be like, yeah, oh, well I'm pissed. Give me some food.
Give me a beer.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, a lot of drinks.
A lot of drinks.
Yeah.
For sure.
Oh, yeah. And then they'll get the guys when they're down, too.
Uh-huh. Do you think down. The profiles don't look like a cat or like a catfish person?
The thing is that there's still quite a few dating apps that you can like catfish pretty easily. But then the newer ones, it's just so you cannot like as soon as you put that picture up, I feel like it just gets flagged from like the system.
Right.
Or you have to like you have to do so much verification on these like apps now with your own face and like
I know it's wild like dating apps. I don't know anything about how it is these days. And like also it's the best though when like you get a screenshot from a friend who's got matched with one of your friends.
Yeah.
And they're like, "Do you know this guy?" Best feeling ever. Cause I'm like, I do. They're a great friend. Did you guys match? They go, yeah. I did. And then you're like, all right, good. Well, I approve of them. Do you need me to maybe put in a good word for you?
Yeah, it makes you feel better. It feel safe.
But a girl I know, she reached out to me and she showed me one of my friends and she goes, yeah, but I had him in Rose Jail. And I was like, Rose Jail? Do you know what Rose Jail is? None of us are on dating apps, but I think it's like on Hinge. Can we look up what Rose Jail?
Oh, okay. I'm not on Hinge.
Okay.
I was about to feel really sad.
Wait,
for a
rose is an like, enhanced form of a like button and indicates you are especially interested in the person. If you send a rose, you go to the top of the person's likes.
Oh, so it's a super like.
So you only get one free rose each week to share with others, but you can buy more starting at $3.99 each. All right.
Oh, so okay.
But what is rose jail?
I'm guessing that means. There's people that bought that to be at the top, so they're only seeing the same people. Does that make sense? Like if you got 50 dudes that are doing this rose thing to be at the top of your feed, you're stuck going through the people that keep forcing them at the top.
And that's like you're in jail, right?
Right, because you're like...
But I guess it's kind of like an honor to be like...
Oh, so the girl's in rose
the
jail.
The girl's in rose
oh, I
jail.
Oh, I thought the guys are taking advantage of the rose.
Because she keeps scrolling through these same guys that are paying for the top. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right?
Are we...
But I mean, that's
we
just...
think we're right about well, that?
That was my guess.
That makes sense, though.
Oh, yes. She goes... She said, he was in my rose jail. Ha, ha, ha. I did not send rose, but he's cute. So...
Oh, maybe...
I think you're right. We're like, she noticed that he sent her a rose... She didn't send a rose back, but she thought he was cute.
I need somebody to release a dating app that's just like a little bit more fun.
All right, what are you on?
What am I? I'm not on any dating apps, right? I go on Raya sometimes.
Okay.
I only get like 12 swipes a day. You know how like Raya is like 12 swipes a day. It's nothing. I don't really go on anything else but Raya right now.
Have you ever talked to a big celeb on Raya?
No, I actually don't. They don't come across my feed.
Isn't it weird like certain celebrities who, you know, they live such a glamorous life. We know them from the movies. And then you like find like their Instagram and then you're like, yo, they need to like get an assistant on this shit. Cause they're like, the hell, they'll be like Facetuming like, They'll be Facetuned out there like just like a mom, like like, it's like terrible.
There's a lot of good pictures of you out there.
They're still doing like the OG Instagram filters.
Yeah, like, dude, it's crazy.
They're still rocking Valencia.
Yeah,
it's like, where's your friends? To be some advice.
Yeah, help them out.
That lo-fi edit.
I'm not gonna lie, my mom uses that.
Shut your mouth.
I was like, Mom, you don't, she'll like put this like crazy. I was like, Mom, you don't really, Mom, you look beautiful without it. You don't. It's like, but it's like the one, it's like, it's crazy. I'm like, Mom, where'd you even find that at? Where'd you even find that filter from?
I know, moms will be taking selfies like this, like dead on, like. Like just move it.
My brother would have the selfies with the he'd wear like the Oakley glasses and he'd be like this driving.
Oh, oh no, that is the.
He used to have those. I remember. That was like the girls would have that, and then the guys would have the the side profile.
If you had tons and tons and tons and tons and tons of money, what would be like the most like ridiculous thing you would want in your house?
Just like unlimited.
Or like, is there like a weird luxurious feature that normally you would never get?
Good question.
But something that you're like, oh, if I had it, I'd want that.
Something attached to the house.
DJ booth, or you have like an elevator, garage.
I think an elevator is always cool to have.
An elevator, yes.
I think elevators in the home are tacky now.
No. There's a difference. There's a difference. Not like the regular elevators, like a really sleek, like see-through ones that are like kind of circular. You have to make it look
like your main grand entrance stairs goes around an elevator.
No. Like it's kind of hidden off to the side, but it's like, it still looks, it doesn't look like a,
you know,
apartment elevator.
A cheap feature that if you have like something on like the second floor, they have it's like a grocery elevator. So when you get into the garage, you pull in.
I was thinking that.
It's not like
a dumbwaiter.
So basically you throw all like your grocery bags into the thing and then you go upstairs to like your kitchen.
Yeah.
And you push it and then it pulls all your groceries.
Oh, Home Alone 3.
Exactly. Do they have that?
Yes, like the little chute thing.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I want like the diving board, like the high ones though.
A high platform
Zing. High diver with the Olympic pool.
Really?
Yo, your kids would be courageous.
That seems fun.
In-ground trampoline.
Trampoline would be cool.
I've always wanted. I want a carousel.
Oh, in the house?
Oh, I did. I have said that.
In the house?
No, but like far on my property.
In the yard.
You can't see it from the house, but we can get on golf carts and go to the carousel
late
at night.
Imagine you hearing that shit in the middle of the night.
How fun would it be to have cocktails on a carousel late at night?
I guess.
I think it would be kind of fun.
Okay.
That's a good podcast name.
Carousel?
Cocktails on the carousel.
Oh, okay.
Sounds like American Horror Story episode.
Cocktails on a carousel.
Yeah, I love that. That door for the groceries or whatever. We saw that one. And then there was a couple houses that we saw that had the same thing instead of like the little elevator, but it was from the garage. There's a mini door that goes into the pantry. So you just drop all the groceries into the pantry.
Oh, that one's good.
Have you ever been in someone's house and actually used an intercom system? Like that was like a really common thing.
The Lori Drive house had an intercom system.
I used to use it in my, my old house in Florida when we were younger.
Was it because you couldn't hear someone? Is the point of an intercom system to just say, hey, dinner's ready? Like, what is the point of the intercom system?
If the house is like big and like small enough where you can like yell from across the house.
Right.
We mostly did it just for the sake of feeling like we were on walkie talkie. You know what I mean?
Where was the second, if the first intercom was like in like the, when you walk in?
If you have like on the East Coast, there's a lot like in the basement and upstairs. So it's like come upstairs or like clean up.
You had that?
No.
Did your school growing up have like, obviously there's an intercom system where the people would talk to the school, but did your teacher ever talk back to the person on the intercom?
No.
In movies all the time.
We had that in school. Like if a kid like was like acting up and just like walked out of class, like the teacher would go up and press this like black button and the person would be like, hello. And they'd be like, yeah, we just had.
Wait, I've never seen that in a movie. And I've never seen that in real life.
Oh,
and I've never even heard of
it.
It
was like talking to God. It was the strangest like thing. Like they would just talk. The person could tune into the room and hear the room.
Wow. No, yeah, it was only. And no, they would never use that to talk to our classroom. That was for the whole school.
They could do it by classroom.
No, we didn't even have the by classroom.
Oh, one. Wow.
That's crazy. They would, the teacher would just get a call and then they would answer the phone and then that's
okay.
The now, no, the one where it's by classroom, I've seen that in movies where they would report a kid, like, please go to the blah, 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 blah principal's office, but they would never be able to talk back.
Yeah. In school, they were able to talk.
All right. All right.
Do it. Did you ever get to do the morning announcements?
I know you did.
Yeah, I did. But only a couple times, but sometimes like a select kid could go up to the office and they would do the pledge.
No, I got bullied in school too much. I wouldn't be able to survive that.
You used to go up and do the pledge?
Yeah, like certain kids would get selected every single day. There would be like one fifth grader, a third grader, and you would all show up. Be like,
I think in my elementary school, there was something where you got to, it was like a privilege to get it. You didn't always get it.
Oh, maybe it
but
was.
But you got to go to like the behind the scenes of where they would do it. And we would do like a puppet show.
Like
for the morning announcements.
Like broadcast it on all the TVs.
Yeah. Okay. We had like a puppet. I remember doing the puppet show. And oh. Yeah, it was like streamed to all the I'm like having flashbacks right now. But yeah, it was.
You would give the menu for what's going to.
Yes, you would give the menu for the day.
Yes.
For lunch. Oh, my gosh.
Wait. Yeah, we did it Tuesday. Did you go to Central Park?
Yeah.
We had you don't remember when we brought the TV out and they had the puppet show?
My brother. You guys did puppet show too?
We did a puppet show too. Yeah. It was right after the Pledge of Allegiance.
I saw. I laugh so hard. I saw on TikTok that United Airlines is coming up with a new system with how they're boarding passengers on planes. And they're doing the, so they board first class and first class passengers first, obviously. And then they're going to board window seaters first in every row.
I kind of like that.
Then middle.
That's how
then
it aisle. Should
no,
be.
No, but like it's good. But think about people that like get seat number five. And they're aisle seaters. They're not getting on the plane until like
right. But all it those makes windows. It makes the whole process go by faster. They did this on MythBusters a long time ago.
Oh, really?
They did it
because if somebody has an aisle seat and they get seated first, then the window seat comes, they have to get up, block the whole way to let the person in. They're putting their bags
but
up.
How does it work for like people for baggage?
That's a good question because what if you get down there and then. All those people who've gotten their window.
Aisle seaters are never going to get like that.
Aisle seat, probably people, they're going to be like, we're just going to check your bag.
Yeah.
Which I hate.
I think that's good.
I kind of like it.
I like it because I'm a window seater, but.
And plus they take off at the right time. So it's like the same amount of time, just a different system.
But then if you're a window seat, hopefully you don't have a layover. Like if you're running late, are they going to deplane like that? Or is it just going to, no, they would just deplane everybody then at the same time.
Yeah.
Okay.
That actually
are you one of the ones that stand up as soon as the plane lands?
No.
And then you're like standing there waiting?
No, but sometimes I'll be like, no, I'm not getting up. And they'll be like, fuck.
I know people talk about it all the time. And it's like a broken record every time I hear it. But like, it is crazy that like 97% of people on every flight are standing up immediately.
Sometimes people need to do it for like their bones. And like
no,
their...
trust me, because I'm looking.
Oh.
I'm like looking you just sat on the flight for 6 hours. You can wait 5 more minutes.
There's people
for the
that
line
get
to catch up,
up
to where you are.
And they're not stretching. There's no, like, they are opening up the top compartment already, and they're ready to grab, like, bro.
Chill out.
You know what pisses me off when the row, one row behind me tries to squeeze out by me and get ahead of me?
So
I'm
fucking
like,
rude.
Wait your turn.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I do. I don't, like, I obviously let them through, but I make it very clear that, hey, that was just
You
rude.
Say that?
No, I just said I don't say anything.
Oh, my bad.
But the demeanor I give as they're walking by, I'm just like, oh.
Or I'll do the thing, I'd look at all the other passengers like, can you believe this guy? And they're like, I know.
Villainize them. Yeah.
That's such a good feeling.
When you like
when you know other people saw somebody else being in the wrong.
Yeah.
And you give that look and they're like,
we know.
I was just thinking there's always that person that like that like slams their head and like everyone obviously sees it and everyone's like ooh
oh yeah
ooh. Ooh, you okay?
Like don't say anything, don't acknowledge it.
Do you thank the pilot every time you get off a plane?
I do. Yeah,
I do.
Lately I've been doing it now every time. I've been very good about like looking him right in the eye going thank you. I don't do the up down, but I just do thank you.
But don't do it too like weird, like thank God, we're, like, thank God you got us here safely.
You just know,
like,
pilots have trading cards? Did you hear about this?
No.
What? I saw this TikTok of a guy going up to a pilot and saying, hey, do you have any trading cards? And the guy goes, actually, I think I do. The other pilot does. Hold on. And he comes back and they have trading cards for the plane that you're on. But I don't know if it's just for kids, so maybe like adults shouldn't really be going up asking for the trading cards. But you can collect the cards of all the different planes that you... Yes! Look at those! Those are kind of cool.
That's mad fucking weird and white. What do you... Why?
Just for fun.
I think it's a collectible.
Is it only Delta? Maybe it's only... I think it's only Delta that does it. But that's fun.
I think nobody collecting Spirit cards. Shit's going in the trash.
Heath, Spirit's coming back. Just wait.
I don't like the... Can you help? Can you put my bag up for me?
Oh, yeah. Like...
Well, if they're old...
No, it's not the old people.
Hey, sometimes I feel guilty where it's a person who's a total stranger and they're like, and it's a woman and they're like putting up their bag. I'm like, I should help. But then I'm like, but I don't know you. And a lot of people
don't like you touching their like stuff. Yeah. So I try not to offer because I know like a lot of people are like iffy with that.
Yeah, I never know, like, but then all those people are looking at you. And they're already in their seats, and you're waiting.
If I do, I make sure I'm not touching parts where they would, like, be, like, I would touch everywhere but the handle. You know what I mean? Because, like, the handle's the handle. I try to, like,
touch
everywhere else.
Because they touch the handle?
No, just to make them feel better that I'm not touching the handle.
You know, when I was in elementary school, I had this really weird thing where...
You got touched?
No, every day, my backpack, my mom would zip it closed before I would leave for school.
Okay.
And in my sick, young, twisted mind, I would never touch the zipper because it was the last thing that she touched. Because if something happened to her, I wouldn't want to ruin the last thing that she touched of mine. So I would open my bag by like prying at it to try to get the zipper to open. And it was every single day she would zip my bag and then I would bring it to class.
That
and
is so cute.
How long did you do this for?
It was like all through elementary.
Wow.
I don't know why that was like even going through my brain at such a young age.
That's OCD, babe.
And then like to get it back closed, I would like try to like slide it without touching it. I don't know.
Because you thought if something bad happened like, to her, it was the last thing she touched.
Yeah, like if she died or something.
Yeah.
And it just like...
Was this pre-9-11? Or were you doing this pre-9-11? Or do you think this was a post-9-11 thing?
Pre.
Oh, wow. What?
Yeah.
My mom has a big thing about she doesn't like... She can never keep her makeup out. Because she had a cousin who died. And that was the toughest thing is that she like had... They had like... She had to go like clean up like... her room with like her makeup out, and that was like really hard for her, and she just never wants anybody to have to clean up her makeup if she died, like her makeup out. It's a routine my mom has, and she always says it. She's like, I just never leave the makeup out. She just, it's a big thing for her is about leaving makeup out because her cousin died and it was like her makeup was out and it was very hard for her.
Interesting. Yeah.
She just doesn't want anyone to go through that,
to have to see. Yeah.
Makes sense.
Y'all don't want to talk about 9/11 though, but I do. I just like found this out recently with when it comes to like hijacking planes. Sorry.
Okay.
Jeez. For any future people that ever want to do that. Ever since 9/11, before 9/11, hijackers would hijack a plane, right? And then they would, the pilots would just obey their orders. And then right after 9/11, the day 9/11 happened, that next day they made a rule where if a hijacker hijacks a plane, whatever they do on that plane, the pilot cannot open the door. That hijacker will shoot every single person on the plane, and the pilot cannot open that door. He just needs to get there because everyone's assuming that they're gonna crash the plane somewhere. Everyone on the plane is gonna die anyways,
and they're gonna kill more people.
And they're gonna kill more people,
right?
Which is such a crazy thought. Of knowing that like a hijacker has not like killed anybody on the plane yet, and you are just...
But now it's so assuring because now hijackers go, what's the point of hijacking a plane if we're not even going to be able to get access to the cockpit?
It worked.
You know, I also learned that when the pilots do come on the plane, that the flight attendants will intentionally like pull out the service cart to block
uh-huh.
anybody from getting access to it once the pilots are entered.
Because it gives them like an extra little second just yeah. to make it to that.
Yeah. UT won the Big 12 championship, by the way.
That's incredible.
Mm-hmm. Amazing, Matt.
Yeah, pretty great. Pretty great. We're going to the playoffs, too.
Are you
going
to go to the playoffs?
No, it's on New Year's Day, and I will not be going to it.
Why not?
Well, it's all the way in New Orleans, and I already have a trip planned.
What better way to spend New Year's than...
I've already gone to the Sugar Bowl before. But if they go, but if they win that game, then they're going to go to the big, big playoffs, and then I'll try my best to go to that game.
Is the Sugar Bowl super candy-themed?
It can be very candy-themed. No, I don't think it is. I think it's just the name of the bowl. There's Rose Bowl, Cotton Sugar Bowl, Sugar Bowl, Fiesta Bowl.
Crack Bowl.
Yeah. We went to the Rose Bowl one time, remember that?
Yeah.
And I remember texting my dad and my brother being like, I'm at the Rose Bowl. And they're like, what the hell? Yeah.
That was my third time there. No big deal.
That's right.
How's it been being engaged for a week?
I already asked that question.
Oh.
It's almost 2 weeks now, right?
Is it really? 23rd?
Thursday will be 2 weeks.
Yeah.
I almost spilt it. Wait, did you guys announce it on Sunday or Saturday?
Saturday. Sunday morning.
Sunday.
It was Sunday. And yo, I was having a drink on Saturday and there was a fan who came up saying how much they love Unfiltered. I was like, get ready for the next episode. And Patricia was like, stop.
Right. That's now she was so
squeezing
funny.
My arm. And I was like, oh, all right, all right.
Because you can, and then the thing all day is that you think you like, can trust one person, but it takes one person just
yeah,
to.
No, yeah. But I kept it zipped, but I like gave her a look. I was like, get ready.
I was like,
I said, there's some exciting. I don't know what I said.
We were also excited to post that, like the clip of I'm surprising you on like social media, TikTok. And I was like, oh, we're good. We'll just wait till it comes out. Somebody already took it from Patreon and posted it on TikTok.
And it crushed.
Oh, like, oh, okay.
I thought Patreon can crack down on that.
I know. The thing is that she was smart. She filmed it from her phone.
And showed like the laptop.
Showed the laptop. Yeah. Yeah. Baby, I know you're watching right now. I see you, the culprit. I sent that screenshot right to Heath. I exposed your ass. Mm-hmm.
And we reported it to the cyber police.
What was her name?
I'm going to call her out real Do quick. It. Call her out. Call her Why not?
Out. You know who you are. Let's you're probably trembling right now.
Set an example.
Trembling.
She's like, please, please.
Yeah. Well, and you know who's watching too? Patreon too. They're going to get your account. Let's see. Miss.
Juicy.
Miss Juicy, baby. Miss. Hold on. Wait a minute. Where'd she go? Oh, there you are.
Now everybody
Miss Annie.
Ooh. Everybody thinks you're going to start calling people out that screen record and start posting stuff.
Like a shout out.
Zane, give me a shout out.
honestly, after this episode, you can really start, posting anything.
Well, it was the perfect.
This is the only one that was like a secret.
But so many people in the comments were like, oh my God, wait, where's this on? The Patreon. They go like, it's so worth the membership. I saw so many people commenting.
Baby. Oh, okay. Well, thank you, Annie.
All right, shall we close it out, boys?
Let's close it out.
Let's do it.
All right. Thank you guys for watching. Make sure to check out these episodes every single Monday, audio version, however you listen. And Tuesday, the video comes out on YouTube, youtube.com/Zane and Heath.
And then you can check out our Patreon, the mm-hmm. best subscription service in the entire world. For
Biggest bang for the buck.
For $5 a month. That's it, baby. Less than a cup of coffee. $5 a month, you get exclusive access to all of our bonus episodes, mm-hmm. all of our unwind episodes that mm-hmm. we like to keep recording after the cameras go out.
It's extended version of the podcast.
It's an extended podcast. You get that every week. We do live Q&As, and now we have a feature where we're bringing y'all on so we could like FaceTime, hang out, and everybody mm-hmm. gets to see. So, you know, you might want to drink a little bit so you're not so nervous on stage with us when you're on there. And then we also got a little high drunken episodes. And
early access to all these episodes. Yeah. You get them a few days early and all ad-free.
And I'm going to use Mariah real quick because I know y'all bitches love her. But Mariah is now in all the bonus episodes on the Patreon. So if y'all want to get a little squeeze out of her.
The room is a trip.
She's going to be
the
on Patreon. It makes her feel better. She's going to be practicing before she gets back on. All right. I think that's all for this episode. We love you so much.
Wow.
And we hope that you
have a holly jolly Christmas. Just
put the heroin down and do not drive on heroin.
Stop it.
Okay. All right. Bye.